Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia and greetings, peace. How's everyone doing? This is Sister Unique Wisdom coming to you today on 10/10/2022 with the Bush Woman's Energy Report. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Well, family, it's been a rough one. I do apologize for last month. I don't know what happened. Mercury had everything. We're going to blame it on Mercury because we're not going to blame it on the alcohol. We're going to blame it on Mercury. Had everything all jacked up. Couldn't get into the show, tape the show, couldn't get the show uploaded for September, and I had some juicy, juicy, juicy business. So all of you that were calling me on the side and asking me what was going on, and I had to have this little sidebar conversations. We survived. We survived. We survived. Mercury went direct on October the 2nd, so we are here in Libra season. Yes, happy birthday to all of my Libras. You know I love you. You bring balance to our lives. You bring balance to our lives. First, let's start off with a little prayer. Father, Mother, God, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to wake up in our right mind, body, and spirit. Continue to guide us as we go through our day and our night. As we have this energy report tonight, allow the energy to be accepted for those that are open to receive. And as so above, as below, let us move forward in our growth, love, and wisdom, and let us be a shining light into the world. Ashe, 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 oh, amen. So, hope everyone is doing well on this beautiful Monday of 10/10. We are in October of 2022 already. Happy fall equinox that we had back in September. That was a beautiful thing. Everybody's looking around. We have all of the leaves falling, and it's getting a little cooler, and we got the pumpkins, and we got all the, I just love it because we're about to get into that cozy weather. Ooh, I love it, love it, love it. I get me some macaroni and cheese because it's the winter, and the fall is upon us, so all that good eating. So that's what we are moving into, the energy of love and the energy of harvesting. Yes, that harvest energy, love. So what we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to start off, I want to talk about our moon phases. So we have our full moon, and we got a new moon that's in that has a solar eclipse on the same day that's in Scorpio. So I want to go over, talk about our moon first, and then we'll move into what we have for you for October. So, first of all, our full moon is in Aries. Now, our sun is in Libra, which is that balance, and our full moon is in Aries. And this full moon is about the power of vulnerability. Now, when you think about Aries, you don't think about vulnerability. We think about, you know, how Aries is that is the first sign that not, the first sign of the new year, you know, of that season, you know, Aries is independent, you know, always, you know, that baby of the zodiac moving forward, doing their thing, not a care in the world. But when you think about Aries, you do not think about the vulnerability. But this moon, because it is shining the sun, Libra is about love, and because of that, it's giving it some type of balance. So during this time, you know, we want to talk about that balance that's going to be between the sun in Libra and the moon in Aries. So, you know, when we talk about our moon energy, as we talked about before, you know, it's about that emotion, our inner world. So when we're dealing with our emotions and our inner world, we need to have some type of balance, because what goes on the outside eventually will reflect on the out, what goes on inside can reflect on what's going on the outside. So during this time, if you haven't felt it, especially with our full moon, which was on the 9th, and if you go outside, you probably can still see how beautiful she is, how glowing she is. I had my crystals out there. I just spoke to another one of my sisters, said she had her crystals charging for a couple of nights because it has just been so powerful. I was on October the 9th at 4:54 p.m. Eastern Standard. So we experienced our full moon in Aries, and this moon is bringing on a chapter in our lives of a journey of healing and reminds us the power of being vulnerable. And I have my own stories about being vulnerable, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But full moons are time to release and about releasing and about having some closure. They represent a moment to reap the fruits of our work and witness the results of our efforts. At this time of the month, the moon opposes the sun, aligning to the same degree in opposite zodiac of the opposite zodiac sign. So the light of the sun offers us a glimpse into our inner world, clarifying something previously unclear or uncertain. Full moons bring revelations and new understandings and begin the second half of our lunar cycle, a time to let go of our efforts and our intentions and to slow down the rhythm of our lives. That's interesting because we just came out of this Mercury retrograde, which we know that during retrogrades, they always say the planets are move backwards. They don't necessarily move backwards, but it's just a symbol of what we need to do within ourselves. We need to slow down, rethink things that we usually go head first in. We want to slow down. We want to rethink and want to analyze. So there's a lot of energy going on because, one, we just came into our fall equinox. Then we're moving into, you know, this energy where I heard somebody say that it's an energy that just like nature, we're calming down, we're slowing down, we're drawing our energy in just like the plants and the flowers and the plants and the trees and everything does. They draw their energy into the root system. Things go into dormant. You know, and we release things that we no longer need. So the trees are like, you know what? These leaves are so beautiful, but I no longer need them. I'm going to go ahead and release them and give it to the earth because I'm getting ready to go dormant for a while. And that's what we're doing. We're about to do our harvest. We're about to go into ourselves. So we need to do that with this moon. Now, we know that the energy of the moon 2 days, I would say 2 or 3 days prior, you know, and maybe a couple of days after, we're still within that energy. So when we're talking about the balance between Libra and Aries, we want to understand that we have to look at there may be some type of mishaps or frustrations, but we have to strike a balance with the energies that we're dealing with. It shows us what has and hasn't been working for us. We have to have a high level of drive when speaking. We'll have a high level of drive because, you know, Aries is that strong, fiery energy. So we have to mind our minds when we're speaking to make sure that what we say comes across not mumbled, and I'm saying mumbled in the sense of the communication is not jumbled. The communication doesn't come off. Somebody says something, and you're like, "What did you say?" You know, it's about the clarity in that, and not to get frustrated if you don't hear or you don't understand what the person is saying or what they're communicating with you. And it's not just the person; it's also things. You know, I had an incident where, you know, I'm supposed to start a new job today. Yay. So I started a new position today, and I've been waiting since last week for my equipment. Of course it would seem like it's a Mercury retrograde situation. You know, working remotely, they have to send my equipment to me. And guess what? The equipment pops up today, you know, while I'm in the process of doing some training on my other laptop. However, those mishaps, you know, if I was to get upset, if I was to get frustrated, you know, I would have knocked myself off balance. Instead of doing that, I say, hey, what happens is going to happen. It's going to come through. You know, I had to speak and clear my mind to make sure I projected, you know, right energy. And here we go. It shows up. And also, this energy also is going to put a fire under our butts. It's going to put us in a situation where we're going to have a little bit of drive, you know, just like think about the ants. You know what I'm saying? It's almost time. The thing's about to be dormant. It's almost time to, you know, go underground for the winter. So they got a little bit more fire under their butts right now to make sure they get what they need to get. And that's where we're at right now, you know, and try not to resist the changes that are coming. You know, the change is going to come regardless. You can try to wear shorts all as long as you can try to hold on to that halter top, but it's getting cold at night. You know, you might want to put on a sweater or some thermals. You know what I'm saying? The temperature's going to drop, so don't resist the change. You know, don't resist the changes that's coming to your life. Don't resist, you know, having the opportunity to see things differently, because the universe has great things that are coming your way. This is also a time where luck and fortune is upon us during this Libra season, as well as the energy that's coming off with the moon. And also, there are other planets and other things that are going on too. So I'm just, you know, adding this in during I will talk about the full moon in Aries. But like I said, as we go through the bullet points, I'll give you some more direct information. But right now, just like I said, there'll be more luck and fortune coming for those people that are open to it. Remember I said, if you don't resist the change, if you make sure that you're guiding your words, if you make sure that you have, you know, use that drive to help you, you know, work, push forward to what you're really trying to do with having balance, and making sure you have good, healthy boundaries, and understand that there might be a mishap, but don't get overly frustrated about it. You know, things are going to work out for you. This is also a great time that in doing that, we learn how to work with others, especially with reaching out to our elders. And that was something that I was talking about in for my September reading, was we need to reach out to our elders, mainly because our elders have wisdom. When we think about our elders, we think, oh, we got to go find the 90-year-old grandmother, or we got to have, the 80-year-old grandfather. No, your elder could be somebody that's a couple of years older than you, you know, or your elder could be somebody that has more experience in a situation than you have. So if you're trying to reach a certain level, allow yourself to be vulnerable. You know, I had to step out of my own way to allow myself to receive a blessing. You know, and that's what we have to do. We have to step out our own way, allow ourselves to be vulnerable so that those blessings can come our way. This is also a good time to kickstart something physical in your life. So, of course, the weather is changing. So getting out there in the mornings a little bit, you know, while the air is cooler and not as hot as it was, probably get those good walks in, because, you know, it's about to be dark at 5 o'clock. And so kickstart something physical, because once we get inside and it gets colder, you know, our energy is going to be used differently. And like I was saying earlier, that because we are, if you're looking at nature and you're comparing yourself to that, the autumn season, all of that means is that we're getting ready to get grounded. This is also a great time to eat your seasonal foods, to your root vegetables. I heard somebody talk about the spices, you know, which is great because I love spices. My curries, you know, my hot peppers, all that stuff. So good, so good. Warm your body up, warm your soul. It's good for circulation, but that's the type of year that we're in. I mean, that's the type of year, yes. That's the type of energy that we're in right now. So we want to go ahead and make sure that we're paying attention to that, as well as paying attention to our dreams, because I don't know about you, but my dreams have been very vivid during this full moon. I've had to document, and even prior to it, I really had to do a lot of documentation because they were coming through so vividly that I was like, okay, this can't be real. Yes, they are real. So I had to write them down, and it was fortune dreams, you know. And so that's why I'm like, I'm preparing myself for what's about to come my way. Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about is this beautiful, 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 beautiful new moon solar eclipse in Scorpio. Yes, I know Libras, I know you're like, no, not yet, it's still our month. Yes, it is still your month, but we're going to have to throw this Scorpio energy in here real quick, because this Scorpio energy, this will be our second eclipse, this is our second portal, eclipse portal that we have that's opening this year. So, October 25th. We're going to have a new moon solar eclipse in Scorpio, and this is about confessions, acceptance, and healing. Did you hear me? Confessions, acceptance, and healing. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, children of all ages, if you are not ready to confess, to accept, and heal, yeah, you're going to be lost in this one, because what we don't want to do is take that energy back with us. We don't want to relive this. We don't want to keep going through the same thing over and over again. So this solar eclipse that we're going to have is going to give us the opportunity to release things that no longer serve us. Yes. So with our full moon, this month is full of surprises, fast shifts, and soul growth during the second eclipse portal of the year open. In addition, during the upcoming weeks, Mercury, Saturn, and Pluto station direct, Mars stations retrograde, it goes direct. Jupiter comes back into Pisces after being in Aries since May. The Aries full moon is going conjunct in Chiron, offering us the chance for intense emotional processing and inner work. Remember I said about the inner work? At the end of the month, we're entering the eclipse season, a time of significant acceleration on a collective and individual evolutionary pace. That's pretty fast. A partial solar eclipse in Scorpio on the south node of the moon will open new doors and bring a faded changes in our lives. Jupiter retrogrades back into Pisces shortly after, supporting our spiritual journey and willingness to explore the higher meaning of what we are going through. So, shortly after the calendar month begins, Mercury stations direct in its Earth docile. Yes, yes, Mercury goes direct. I know y'all are feeling it. It is a time to gather insights and ideas we got during the retrograde and organize them in a way that allows us to take action more consciously and maturely. So remember I was saying earlier that people are like, oh, my gosh, Mercury's going retrograde, so I can't go anywhere, I can't travel, I can't, no, just slow down. And also in doing that, you have to slow down, you have to think about what you're doing, what other people are doing, and just stay focused, thank you, and just stay focused on what you need to do for yourself. Think about it. If you don't have to think about it once, think about it twice. Write it down, you know, reread it, pay attention, you know, and also gives you the opportunity to do more self-care, because if you're not thinking about everybody else and doing for everybody else, you have no choice but to really pay attention to yourself. Okay? Yes. All right. So I will invite you, if you have any questions or if you have anything that you would like to share about the retrograde or even your full moon experience, please feel free to press number one. I am here. I'm here. I am here. So I'm going to keep going. We have a chance to establish adjustments in our communication style that facilitates a better experience in relationships and to change our standards and boundaries according to the new information that emerges. So we also have Pluto stations direct in Capricorn. This shift invites us to take a conscious action to align with the truth that has been slowly emerging and becoming clearer while Pluto was retrograde. Remember, our full moon in Aries conjuncts Chiron. This configuration is likely to bring your attention to wounds that haven't fully processed, fears, doubts, and insecurities surrounding your personal strength, leadership skills, self-assertion, capacity, and of your capacity may emerge. We are being encouraged to trust that we can be in relationships without abandoning ourselves, to trust that we can have ourselves as we can also be up to others. Yes. Now, I want you to, as I'm reading, going through my notes and I'm reading, I want to see if you hear the common energy flow. The common energy flow is going deeper, understanding yourself, going deeper, dealing with nature, going deeper, you know, into your relationship, you know, looking at new levels, potential for transformation. Healing that can only happen through a profound connection with not just yourself, but with somebody else. That is the energy that we're in for the month of October, that getting grounded, going deeper, preparing ourselves for what's to come and what's new. All righty? All right. Moving right along. Also, just a quick snippet that this October full moon is actually called the Hunter's Moon. And we know why. Because the hunters hunt during this time of the moon. Yes. So the Hunter's Moon is the full moon to follow the Harvest Moon, which fell on September the 10th, which will be this year. It's also bright, so between the 9th and the 10th. The Hunter's Moon fell on, September the 10th of this year, the Harvest Moon, The Harvest Moon itself is the full moon after the autumn equinox that signals the start of the fall in the northern hemisphere. This makes the Harvest and the Hunter's Moon unique as the only full moons that are tied to an astronomical event. It can actually happen in different months. Just a little bit of information for you. All right. So let's break this down, this energy down by the day. Today's the 10th, so we're going to go through, start at the 1st and see if anybody can identify with some things that have been going on. And maybe I can clear up some things that have been going on if you didn't know. So, October 1st, Venus in Libra opposes Jupiter in Aries. there is a possibility of important relationship ending very sudden as the aspect cuts us off from toxic people, whether we realize they're toxic or not. That's October 1st. Way to start off the month. Mercury goes direct in Virgo. Woo, woo. Moving forward, for the second time in Virgo, our long-awaited projects are finally given the green light, and you can finally move forward. However, it's important to choose your projects and friends carefully. Finally, we're able to move forward and start helping others in need on the 5th, rather than just focusing on our inner growth. It's a good time to do some volunteer work. It's a good time to always do some volunteer work, because when you're a blessing to others, you are blessed. Yes. So be blessed by being a blessing. Ashe. Mercury in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn on October the 6th. This is a day of innovation during this powerful aspect, allowing us to come up with a perfect solution to some of our most complex problems. On October the 8th, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn. It's a time to confront the darkness and bring the truth to light. It's a true transformation that can only come from confronting our past and letting go. Full moon in Aries on the 9th, this empowering full moon brings forth new beginnings by increasing the desire for independence, new experiences, and pushing our limitations. Remember? Remember I said it's going to put a fire up under you to do something. So if you're really going to use this energy of this moon, if you're going to really, I don't know about, like, I think it's like the fall and spring, you know, it just does something to me. But I love this fall energy. Even though I was born in January, I just love this energy. It's like, let's get it in. You know, so let's make it happen. Yes. All right. So on the 10th, Mercury enters Libra. Back again in Libra for final time this year. Communications take on a friendlier, diplomatic tone as we look at issues from all sides. While it's still not the best time to make decisions, we are focused on coming up with solutions that work for everybody. On October the 11th, Mars is in Gemini and squares Neptune in Pisces. Patience is a virtue that this aspect lacks. It's easy to reach our boiling point and create some drama today. Be careful tomorrow, y'all. Some of y'all feeling it now, so don't reach your boiling point. Take a couple of cool breaths, and if you need to reach out to Nicole, she got some doTERRA oils that you can put on you that will calm you down. I live by, I'm telling you. It's called breathe, and that's exactly what it helps you do, to breathe. On the 11th also, the sun is in Libra, trine Saturn in Aquarius. Work is easy to manage and overcome during this aspect, helping us finish boring tasks with ease. On the 12th, Mercury is in Libra, opposing Jupiter in Aries. This anxious aspect can make us overwhelmed with the number of projects and commitments we had taken on in our optimism. It'd be difficult to delegate tasks and keep your heads above water. So think about this. It says this aspect can make us overwhelmed with the number of projects and commitments we had taken on in our optimism. Basically, I know I can do that, and then you realize, no, you can't. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes in realizing that, then you say, well, I don't want anybody to see me fail, so I'm going to try to hold on as much as I can. But that's where the vulnerability comes in at. That's where the, you know what, let me phone a friend. Let me reach out to somebody and say, you know what, this is not working out. you know, let me go ahead and delegate some tasks so I can keep my head above the water. Don't let your pride drown you. Don't let your pride drown you. On October the 13th, Venus is in Libra and it trines Saturn in Aquarius. This is a great day for relationships of all kinds, as this aspect brings sturdy affections and strong bonds to all partnerships. This is an ideal time to find your soulmate, make some long-term investments, or do something creative. Ooh, ooh. Yes, yes. It's getting cold out there. Need it. Need it. Definitely the long-term investment. The Sun in Libra trines Mars in Gemini. This aspect brings energy, self-esteem, and a major boost of courage to rise above difficult challenges with ease. Mm-hmm. And that's on October the 17th. On October the 18th, we have Venus in Libra, and it trines Mars in Gemini. This is a good day for negotiation as you team up to achieve a commitment goal. Just make sure to get it in writing. You hear that? Just make sure you get it in writing. On October the 19th, the Sun is in Libra, and it squares Pluto in Capricorn. The fight for power and control can lead to a petty fighting when everyone wants to be the leader of the pack. Let's watch out for that energy on October the 19th, because we want to make sure that we are, because on the 18th, remember, we were talking about we want to achieve a goal, so we have that love of Venus in there, but we don't want to, you know, turn around and lose it all because we didn't have it in writing or something didn't look the way we thought it was supposed to look, so we wound up getting into some petty fights. We don't want that. Or misunderstandings. On the 19th, also into the open during this challenging connection, bringing up feelings of betrayal, jealousy, and powerlessness. Yes, talk it out. Talk it out, people. We got to talk it out. Saturn goes direct in Aquarius. Moving forward on October 22nd, it's time to take all the lessons we've learned while Saturn was in retrograde and use them to restructure our lives in unique ways. Also on the 22nd is a day of rest and relaxation as the Sun in Libra conjuncts Venus in Libra, which encourages us to let in the love. This is also a good day to plot and brainstorm on plans, but don't put them into action just yet, because on the 23rd, the Sun enters Scorpio season, and things get a little darker when the Sun enters mysterious Scorpio, when the energy becomes intimate, deep, and a little intense for the next 4 weeks. However, once we allow ourselves to explore its depth, we can find transformative healing within. Ooh, words can get to you. Also on the 23rd, Venus enters Scorpio. Wow, Scorpio's going to have it going on. They have the Sun, and they got the Venus coming. So with the planet of love in the spooky and mysterious Scorpio, it's time to keep our circle close as we choose to spend time with the most trusted loved ones. It's not the best time for starting new romances. So if you had a romance that you started earlier in the month, you know what I'm saying, let's bring it in a little bit. You know, the ones that cultivate the relationships that you have around you. Also on the 23rd, after a direct retrograde of Juno, it goes direct in Pisces. Juno is actually an asteroid, and we're going to talk about those because it started to include asteroids, which actually do have effect on. So you have the planets, you have the stars, and you also have asteroids there too. So after a difficult retrograde, we're ready to connect again in a deeper, more spiritual level as partnerships become more sensitive, caring, and unselfish. Then we get into our new moon solar eclipse in Scorpio. During this powerful solar eclipse in a vengeful Scorpio, it is a great time to put an end to any lingering grudges and bad blood between entangled loved ones. Learn to let it go. All right? And in saying this, I don't want people to think that all my Scorpios are dark and vengeful and, you know, difficult and spooky. But then I'll talk to them. They're like, yep, that's probably me because I don't want you around me. But that's what Scorpio is going to do. They're going to tell you directly who they are, what they are, what they're going to do, and you got to love them for it. I have a Scorpio friend. I don't know what I would do without her because she definitely makes my life a whole lot. She makes me think. Trust and believe. If you think that I think one way and she's like, nope, look at it this way, guess what? Don't be afraid of the dark. Because if you write with yourself, you can't be afraid of the dark. So I learned a lot from my sister Melissa. All right. So we is talking about, okay, that's October 25th. So on October 26th, Mercury in Libra trines Mars in Gemini. This is one of the last days for steady creativity and productivity before Mars goes retrograde. So use this time wisely. Jupiter re-enters Pisces on the 27th. Issues that you thought were resolved back in May suddenly come back to be revised. The good news is that having the planet of abundance in its traditional home, you heard that, the bell went off, abundance, baby, and its traditional home and home sign will help overcome the frustration from the Mars retrograde. Mercury in Libra on the 27th also squares Pluto in Capricorn, an argumentative aspect under which feuding is easy, but getting actual work done is almost impossible. You know, this Pluto in Capricorn, yes. Please just watch out. I know it could be a little bit dramatic there, but just when you feel it coming up, just let it go. Laugh it off because it's not worth it. And then you're going to be in the house for the whole winter with this person. So, yeah, let's work this out. On October the 30th, Mars goes retrograde in Gemini. Driven and action, packed Mars hits the brakes in the chatty Gemini for the rest of the year, making the upcoming few months feel slower. Every aspect of our lives will be put on pause and create major delays, especially when it comes to communicating our thoughts and ideas. Use this as an opportunity to take a break. Hold on. Okay. Didn't want to break that to y'all like that, but it's the 30th. It's the end of the month. But just think about it. We're getting ready to go into a harvest time, and then we're getting ready to go into a time where everything's going to move slow anyway. It's just going to appear to be a little slower, especially going into our winter months. So during this time, let's just take a break, something that we don't encourage ourselves to do anymore. We don't encourage ourselves to sit back and think about what's going on and just take a break from the mundane things that's going on and to really, really think about ourselves and what we're about to do. All right? So, because I will not be able to do the energy report until the second week of November, I'm just going to give you a little tidbit about what's going on in November, okay? So we already talked about October the 30th. So from the 30th to November the 5th, we're still working with that same energy. Everything, so October the 5th, Venus is in Scorpio. And this is the opposition Uranus in Taurus. Everything is accelerating during this difficult aspect that fills relationships with tension and drama. However, this aspect does bring the possibility of a financial windfall. On November the 6th, as Venus is in Scorpio, love affairs bring disappointment on the day of potential breakups and rejection. Now, on November 8th, our full moon comes back around, and it's a full lunar eclipse Taurus. This year's lunar eclipse in Taurus can threaten our emotional stability and material security, as nothing about today will feel stable. You know what? I'm done. I want to get a positive energy report. I don't want people like, oh my gosh, she's a dog. She's so dreary. What's going to go on? No. The information I'm giving you is because we know what could possibly happen. But if you already know what could possibly happen, then you know how to set yourself up so that you know how to deal with the energy when it does happen. You know, so these are just ways that the planets, the stars, the rotations, how they all can affect us, but how we turn around and deal with it. And remember, relationships aren't just romantic and, you know, love affairs. You think about love affairs and disappointments. It's not just your significant other. Some people have love affairs with their jobs. You know, so some people have love affairs with a business. You know, you put so much into it, and it might just be a time for a change, which was what I was saying in the beginning. We cannot resist the changes that are coming. And I'm saying out loud so I hear myself speaking. Change is going to come regardless, and it's going to come fast. The winter is coming. Game of Thrones. The winter is upon us, coming regardless. The only thing we got to do is prepare ourselves for those things. Prepare yourself for things to move a little slower. Prepare yourself for things not to, you know, not to work out. I won't say not to work out. Prepare things for things to move slower, yet be open to, if things don't work out the way that you want them to, that you're able to redirect your energy so that you have gratitude regardless of what the situation is. Because a lot of times we get caught up in all the things that we don't have, and we forget about the blessings that we do have. We forget that we woke up this morning and we do have the opportunity to bring in some form of income, or even multiple forms of income, or we do have individuals that we can talk to, or we do have friends that we can, you know, that we can phone and we can talk to, or we can deal with, or that can turn around and give us some positive energy when we're not able to. However, during this time of October and the beginning part of November, especially the beginning part of October, this is a great time for you to clean house. That's the best way I can say it. Clean house. I know when I was growing up, you know, every season we did a cleaning. We did spring cleaning, you know what I'm saying? We did some things for the summer. We did some things for the fall, you know, because mama knew, look, we're going to change these curtains. There's the same curtains that you use in the summertime. It's not going to be the same curtains that you're going to use in the wintertime. So we had to take them curtains down, and we had to wash them, and we had to pack it up. Then we had to go and pull out all our winter stuff and all our shirts and sweaters, you know what I'm saying? Prepare for the change, because it's always going to happen. Change is always going to be upon us. But how are you going to deal with that change when it comes your way? How are you going to process it? What are you going to do? Oh, you can phone an ancestor. Ask somebody, not phone an ancestor. Ooh, that came out. Yep, phone your ancestors. Deal with your ancestors, yes. Deal with your ancestors. Phone one of your elders. You know, talk to them. You know, ask questions. Ask for wisdom, and not just wisdom, but understanding. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in everything that's going on in our lives that we don't realize that there are other people out there that are less fortunate than we are, and they have more gratitude than we have. So piggyback, I told you I was going to tell my story about my vulnerability part. So I had to get out my way. So for the last, if anybody knows me, they know I drove a 2004 Crown Vic for over 12 years. And, you know, about a month ago, she, at 304-something thousand miles, she just gave up and was like, look, this is it, girl. We done traveled from one coast to the other and up and down, north, east, south, and we done did thing. And, you know, I had to have my funeral for her. That was my baby. And so I've been without transportation for a while. And so, you know, I've had friends, you know, a sister reach out to me and was like, oh, you know, I'll let you, you know, use my car once a week and to get around. And, you know, I was like, all right, cool. You know, and definitely a blessing. And then just been having casual conversations with another sister, and she was like, oh, well, you know, I have a car if you want to use, you know, I have a van, I had an accident, and, you know, I got a new van, and, you know, in the last couple of months, I brought three cars, and this and this and that, and my sons, they get ready to get their permits, and, you know, I got another car, so if you want to use it, you know, just let me know, I'll let you use it. So I was like, yeah, okay, you know. Now, here's the sell, here's the me. I got to ask somebody how to use their car, you know what I'm saying? I don't want anybody in my business. I don't want everybody to know what's going on. Then I had to get out of my way and realize and practice what I preach. I can't block somebody else's blessings. I asked God to put me in a situation where, okay, at the time I didn't have a job or a significant amount of income coming in that I could afford to get me another vehicle. But I need a vehicle to move around to do the things I need to do. So I had to say, self, you know, what we're going to do about this? Talk to my significant other. He was like, get out your way. So I made a phone call. Actually, I text. I said, well, you know, if that option is still available, you know, please let me know, and I would really appreciate it if you let me, you know, use the vehicle for a while. She was like, oh, yeah, no problem. Bah, 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 bah. Just let me know. I'll come pick you up, and we'll go. I'm like, all right, cool. So this sister comes to pick me up, and she has this beautiful 2016 Dodge Grand Caravan. You know, it's just big and pretty, all the bells and whistles and this and this and that. And I was like, that's a nice car. I mean, that's a nice van. She was like, yeah, you'll be riding this style. I'm like, okay. Never clicked to me. I'm thinking I'm riding because she's getting ready to pick me up so I can go get the other vehicle. In my mind, not thinking, we get to the house and she has this beautiful Mini Coupe in the driveway. And she's like, yeah, this is what I'm driving. And I'm looking for what I'm going to be driving. Well, it was the beautiful 2016 Dodge Caravan that she was giving me to drive. And I thought I was on the prices right. I won something. Like, oh, my gosh. You know? But if I didn't get out of my way, if I didn't allow myself to be vulnerable, I would not have been blessed with somebody that is not only going to allow me to use her vehicle, but told me, you know what? Use it as long as you need to. I'm okay. You know, I just need it back for around Thanksgiving for the kids. You know? And I just had, I mean, just brought tears to my eyes because a lot of the things that we do in our lives, we don't realize that we stand in our own way of our own blessings. That's the energy that you have to project. You have to project getting out of your own way, allowing people to be a blessing to you. it doesn't make a difference what other people think or what other people feel or even anybody else's opinion. Because the truth is, as long as you're focusing on what you're supposed to be doing and you're handling your business and you're focused on your destiny and you're doing what God has ordained for you to do, they talked about Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Martin Luther King. They talked about all of them, but they had a mission, and they were being obedient to what God had for them. It's called the two F's, faith and favor. If you got faith, you'll have favor. And that's what God has shown me. So in saying that, thank you, my dear sister Prentice. I love you so much for being a blessing to me. Thank you, my dear sister Melissa, for being a blessing to me. Thank you for my sister Faith and Mama Seven and all those brothers and sisters that have seen me going through this struggle, my cousin, Nicole. Everybody that has seen me going through this struggle over this last year that a lot of people did not know about, but I had to be vulnerable. Everybody thinks Sister Unique got it together. You know what? I do have it together. But sometimes when you don't, God will bless you with people to fill in the gaps for you. On that note, I'm going to let you know that God has something for all of us. God has something for everybody that's on this call, and it's only for you. Get out of your own way. Align yourself with the divine. Listen to the energy report. Take what works for you and disregard the rest that doesn't work for you. I'm not saying that what happens on every day, you need to hold it close to your chest and say, oh, my God, this is what's going to happen. No, you're in control. You know that if you got a slick mouth when it shouldn't be slick, you know that somebody can say something to you and you can turn around and you can reel it back in. Why? Because it saves face. Because in the long run, it'll benefit you later. We're getting ready to go into a very, very interesting time and journey in our lives. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Like Sister Faith said on the Faith Walk, don't play, pray. Don't play, pray. Get yourselves aligned. Let your loved ones know. Get those people in your life who are really your loved ones, those that are really for you, not the ones that you think are for you, because the ones that you think are for you won't be there. It's the ones that you least expect that's going to show up and show out for you. I hope that everybody has a blessed month. Once again, happy birthday to all of my wonderful Libras out there. May y'all be a blessing and continue to be a blessing to all of us and teaching us about the balance of this life. Happy birthday in advance to our Scorpios that will say, shoo, we getting ready to get it in and look at it from a different aspect and show us what that fire is about. Also want to give a special thanks to Mama Seven for providing this platform with a wonderful approach that you can always check out every Wednesday in the classroom where we get down, I mean really, really get down with some things and some topics that are spirit-led that have us thinking and preparing. You know, it's like that, like going to church on Wednesday to get a brush up because, you know, Sunday just wasn't enough. So we had to go on Wednesday for Bible study, you know. So let's go ahead and you can tune in at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. And I also want to give thanks for everybody who has decided to take the time out and check out the energy report. Father, Mother, God, we give thanks and praise for this day, the blessings that you bestowed upon us. Allow everyone that hears my voice to know that they are loved, that they have faith, that they have favor, that they are a reflection of your true love with your gratitude, your grace, your mercy, your divine, unconditional love that you have for all of us. Allow us to learn to see those things within ourselves and stop looking outside of ourselves, because God is within us. We're just not created in the image of God, but we have the breath of God within us. And in that, and with that breath, we breathe, we speak. Our ashe is used. We speak life into each other. We speak love into each other. We speak joy into each other. Let's do those things. Let's raise the energy. No matter what's going on in this world, that's not saying that we're ignoring it, but we have to raise the energy. When they say love conquers all, we need to believe it. And we need to know love will conquer all. And praise for all of the new babies that's going to be born and all of the new babies that have been born, for all of the new mothers and fathers out there. May we continue to protect each other. May husbands and wives live in harmony. May children honor their parents. May parents love and honor their children. May we continue to look out not just for ourselves, but for others, to give thanks and praise. Ashe and amen. Peace.